Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then I got a lot of stuff to share with you, and we're going to pick up where we left off on Friday. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for the great I am that you are. O Father, while we fail to understand your love and compassion and the sacrifice you have made for us, we thank you. And Father, I know in my life, and I'm certain I'm no different than most, maybe worse than some, that I fail you every day. In my thoughts and in my actions, the things that I say, I pray, Father, for your forgiveness. I pray, Father, for your forgiveness when I don't do anything, when I don't stand up, and I should. Father, we beg for your protection. We are in times of great turmoil and war once again because of the sins of mankind and the want for power and the hate which I cannot understand, the hate for you, Abba Father. Protect us and give us the boldness to see past the lies, to see the beautiful colors of liberty which come from you, and to know that life is a precious, precious gift. I pray for your protection around President Donald J. Trump and his family and all those who are associated with him, Father. May they always seek godly counsel and not political counsel so much. I pray for all those in positions of power that they will turn to you and your word before they make any decisions, that they will act honorably. May we all return to you, Father, in that, and know that our unalienable rights are from you, our Creator, our Savior God. May we, your children, hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and may the killing and the murdering end and freedom abound again when we turn back to you as a people and as a nation. May we bring this nation back to you, O Abba Father. For such a time as this, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So, in case you didn't notice, I was gone last week. And so much has happened while I was away. Let's see, where do we begin? Well, first we should say thank you to Larry and to Rudy for keeping the fort down, keep those home fires burning in my absence. However, while I was gone, the website went down. I guess probably you noticed that. And the emails went down. I wasn't even getting emails. Yes, I was working a little bit while I was gone. Iran attacked Israel. We knew it was going to happen, but it happened. And, of course, the president's immediately telling Israel, don't you overreact now. Don't you overreact. Just because they sent 200 missiles to blow you up, that's no reason for overreaction. And I know many of us have a different perspective of that, and that's okay. That's okay for us to think differently. And maybe I should rethink ever taking a day off again, although I'm pretty positive that even if I'd have been here, the website still would have gone haywire and the emails would have still gone down and life would have gone on. It was precious to see my new little granddaughter. She's a little over a month old, not quite 2 months old. And I got to hold her and I got to feed her and she got to spit up on me several times. And the 1 year old, which I was worried that Charlie, the 1 year old little girl, Charlie with an I, Charlie Grace, I was afraid she'd think, well, who are these two old people that just came into this house? But she was very playful and accepting and very, she learned how, Rudy, she throws kisses. She throws kisses, and she particularly throws them when she's ready to go to bed. She likes to go to bed, although there was a couple nights she didn't. I told my son, I said, she didn't realize that Meemaw and Papa were going to be that much fun, so she didn't want to go to bed. She wanted to stay up and see what was going on. Anyway, if you follow me on Substack, Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment, last Friday I did. Yeah, I was working while I was gone. I posted one on Monday, I believe it was, and on Friday. And I wrote an article regarding Thursday and Friday shows. And we're going to continue that today. If you do not follow me on Substack, I want you to know it's absolutely positively free. Just download the app. Or if you don't want to download the app, just send us your email address and we'll sign you up. And all you'll have to do is watch. And when I put one out there, it falls in the emails. I have a girlfriend, love her to death, but she said, I'm so glad you send those to me. I said, well, I don't really send them to you. The Substack sends them to you because I put your email address in there. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. She likes reading them.
And just a quick note, if you guys do sign up for that, sometimes those emails look like they're coming from San Francisco. I guess that's where Substack is headquartered or something, so it's a little weird. But
okay, it is a little weird. All right. So anyway, I had several thoughts while I was gone. So I have some Substacks that I'm going to be writing here in this next week or two. And I've already done a little bit of research. As I was traveling, my husband did most of the driving. In fact, a confession, he did all of the driving. And there were these road signs, Rudy, for lawyers. Just one after the other, and they gave their phone numbers. They were either 222222, or they were 777-7777, on, 333-3333. And I thought, I miss Burma Shave. How many of you out there remember the Burma Shave ad? So I looked a little bit of that up today. If you remember, they had one sign, and then another sign, and then another sign, and then they got to where they put them all on one. But this is the one who drives when he's been drinking depends on you to do his thinking. And then the very last would be Burma Shave. Every shaver now can snore 6 more minutes than before by using Burma Shave. So it's saying it's quicker, it's faster, so you got 6 more minutes of sleep. Your shaving brush has had its day, so why not shave the modern way with Burma Shave? And there's, you know, the Burma Shave signs. Here's another one. He tried to cross as fast train neared. Death didn't draft him. He volunteered, and it was Burma Shave. And, you know, I think I did an article when I worked for Derry Brownfield about Burma Shave. Maybe it was been since I've been here. I don't recall. Anyway, Beyond the Microphone is my Substack. And last Friday, I wrote one, and I started it out with, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you could do for your country. And James, of course, we know that's JFK. That's John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, and he said it in his inauguration speech. The best frame of government is that which is the most likely to prevent the greatest sum of evil, James Monroe. And we're going to talk about some of that evil today. And it is in my opinion, there should not be a grocery list of wants from we the people to the government or their officials. Nor should there be a gift list of entitlements from the government officials to we the people. So today, we're going to pick up back up where we left off with our campaign promises. And I also want to discuss the president's stance on abortion. He and I don't necessarily agree on this one. And I think most Americans, because we've been at abortion so long, we've lost the respect for life. Where does it begin? Where does it end? I think conception. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think something's crazy here. It doesn't sound right in the microphone. Maybe it's me, my head congestion, but I don't think it sounds right. Anyway, we're going to start back up where we left off. And I had down here in my papers, because I have it all printed out, begins number three show. I don't even know if we can get it done in three shows, but I will have some other shows this week where I do not have a guest that we can maybe cover this. If you are enjoying this, I kind of like looking at it because I think sometimes we just hear parts of things and we don't really study them. And I had confessed to you earlier that I have details on what Trump wants. I got those off his website. The others, I could not find details. It was just kind of, you know, generic. So, you know, and I was telling Rudy, maybe in a week or two, we ought to just have a call-in show about some of this. But this is one that excites me and it intrigues me. And I wonder how Trump's planning on getting it done. And that's building freedom cities. Trump will work to open up the American frontier, holding a contest to charter new cities where families and individuals can have a new shot at the American dream. Now, they won't have any trouble getting to these new cities like they did back in the day when they had to go over the mountains. You know, we went through the mountains going down to South Carolina, and Beth doesn't like heights, and Beth doesn't like bridges a whole lot, and I blame my daddy for that because my daddy used to say, right about the time we were on the middle of the top of tippy-top of that bridge, daddy would say, wouldn't it be terrible to have a earthquake? And I've never forgotten that. And every one of us kids has a little bit of phobia. I think actually Dad had a phobia of bridges, and that's why he said it. So anyway, we're going through the mountains, and we were talking about the treacherous journeys that our pioneers had as they went through from one side of this country to the other. And we've watched the old cowboy shows where they were taking those covered wagons up over the mountains and the hills and across the rivers and to grandmother's house. Well, grandmother didn't live there yet, so they weren't to grandmother's house. But anyway, we even watched one, and I think that was the Oregon Trail, where they had to, I'd had to stay. They dropped those people and the wagons. They hitched up. The first one didn't do so well, so, you know. But they fixed up a pulley, and they dropped them down slowly into this, off this mountain. I'd have waited till they invented dynamite. I think I'd have had to wait. Anyway, being these new cities, they won't be quite that treacherous, but they will be adventurous. And it makes me wish that I was young again. If he's listening, he may be mowing the yard. My husband will be rolling his eyes around. I remember, Rudy, when we were young parents, I mean, really young parents, and we thought, wouldn't going to Alaska and settling Alaska be an adventure? Now, Rudy's going to have to laugh at that because Beth doesn't like cold, so why would I have gone to Alaska? But I was young, and I thought it would have been an adventure to go there and to raise a family. But the federal government owns nearly one-third of the landmass here in the United States, which is unconstitutional. That's another issue altogether. Hundreds of millions of these acres are empty. They're doing nothing. And that's why we have these forest fires, because they do not do anything. So Trump's proposing a national contest to charter up to 10 new cities on a very small portion of federal land and award these charters to the best ideas of proposals for development. The approximately 640 million acres owned by the federal government, 10 charters, roughly the size of the District of Columbia, amount to just a few 100th of a percent, about 0.06%. Freedom cities, he's calling them, will be built on federal land that is undeveloped and not part of any of our country's magnificent national parks or other national treasures. Well, that's where we kind of differ there, because Trump, we really don't need all those. I don't think we should necessarily go blow up, the Grand Canyon and reestablish that. I don't think those things. Don't get me wrong on this. But we have too many national treasures. Too many of them. Isn't it a national treasure if we could just feed the world? Not entertain the world. Feed the world. Anyway, he goes on and he says, these cities will have hundreds of thousands of hardworking American families a new opportunity to own home ownership and the American dream. The American dream. That's not why we have 8 million people that cross this border illegally. They're not here for the American dream. They're here to destroy the American dream. Take advantage of the generosity of Americans. Revolutionizing American transportation is also something that Trump is talking about. Now, I didn't know about this, and I thought this was kind of interesting, too. We always like to dream in America, do we not? I wonder if he's talked to Elon about this one. Trump said dozens of companies in the U.S. and China, and now maybe Rudy knows about this because he kind of keeps up with cars and stuff, although he likes antique ones best. Anyway, they're currently racing to develop a vertical takeoff and landing vehicles to lead the next generation into air mobility. And I immediately thought of the Jetsons. Da, 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 da.
They've been working on some version of flying cars since way back when.
But yeah, I remember when I thought as a little kid, you know, what if everybody had a train? And then what if everybody had an airplane?
As an ex-air traffic controller, I'm thinking that's a very bad idea.
Well, of course, it could be a very bad idea, but Trump wants America to win, not China, so he wants America to win that race. Another thing here, he says, dramatically lowering the cost of living for young parents and working families. President Trump will lower the cost of living for all Americans. He also will ask Congress to provide young parents with baby bonuses to help launch a new baby boom. Now, I thought that was a pretty intriguing idea, and I'm thinking, man, I missed out. Can we have a grandfather up back on that one, you know, because I had five children. And I was telling my son, whose wife just gave birth to their fifth child, fifth girl. I had five sons. My fifth son had five girls. It's just crazy. And she's kind of snapping her fingers, man, we missed that opportunity. I said, yeah, I think so. But anyway, I hope this is not another welfare thing. Where, you know, the welfare families get paid extra money for more babies. So we have a lot of unmarried women having babies so they can get more money from the government, you know. It costs to raise those kids. And so I don't really know how they end up ahead on that one. Home prices have increased $93,000 on the average for the past several years, which is under Biden. He says 30-year fixed mortgage rates has more than doubled since January 2021. So the cost of buying a car is also rising with new families averaging the nearly $50,000. You know, when he talks about this, having more babies, that's when I'm going to break here for a little talk on abortion. Now, I got home in time last night to watch Mark Levin. Actually, I got home a little earlier than that. I managed to get help my husband get everything unloaded. We both got unpacked. I started a load of laundry, and I took a bubble bath. I needed one. Needed a bubble bath. And then I started in with the news with Gorka and Levin and some others. Gorka started out, which I thought he was going to talk about Israel, but he started out talking about abortion. And he said, why is this such a difficult conversation for Republicans? I don't think he was talking about you and me as Republicans. I think he was talking about the candidates, the elected officials as Republicans, the GOP and the RNC and whatever. And on last week, I don't remember what day of the week it was. I get the Substack from Colonel Alan West, retired Colonel Alan West. I love this guy. If he was running for president, he would have my vote. Absolutely would have my vote. Not only is he strong constitutionally, he's strong morally. He's got it together. And he's disciplined, Rudy, because he was in the service so long. He's disciplined. His Substack, and I highly encourage you to do the same. In fact, you know, well, I can't do that. I was going to say, I'll sign you up for it. But his Substack is steadfast and loyal. And he wrote one last Friday, and it is titled, The First Unalienable Right is Life. And he's calling Trump out for some Trump conversation over what Arizona did. Now, that happened while I was gone, too. Arizona Supreme Court went all the way back to pre-Civil War days to ban abortion, except to save the baby, the mother's life. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit because Colonel West made some very good points in his article. Trump needs to understand life is life, isn't it? And why is it so hard for us to just say life is precious? We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, what happened last week, and I don't remember what day of the week it was. I want to say it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe it was Thursday. I don't know. But the Arizona Supreme Court settled a confusing abortion policy question in the state, ruling that enforcement can begin soon on a ban adopted in 1864 on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with exceptions only to save the life of the mother. So Trump comes out and he says they've gone too far. Well, on one hand, I'm thinking, okay, now, Trump, Donald, let's talk. You said it's up to the states. And on the other hand, you're saying, well, wait a minute, that state went too far. So he's thinking campaign. He's thinking we've got to win this election. And I'm not disagreeing with that. But at what cost? You know, this is something that I harp on the Republicans a lot when they vote in Congress. Because, and that's another Substack that's coming up, or a show, because I got infuriated with them as they okayed one thing last week. And then just as I was listening to it, I'm watching on my computer, and It was about the FISA. And up pops an email when it was still working. Begging, it was an RNC, it was a GOP, it was a Republican Republican candidate running for office, it had to be Jordan, wanting money. Save us. Our Democrat candidate, our Democrat opponent is making more money than we are. They're bringing in more money to blah, 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 blah. We need to win. Why? Why do you need to win when you never win for me in Congress? FISA passing it. I realize they compromised. My husband kind of got on to me. They compromised. Why? Why was me always compromise? Why can't they do what is right for the people? Now, I understand they compromised, and my husband put me straight on it. But I do get upset with them asking for money constantly. And then they turn around and do this. So let's get back to abortion. So in all these things that I was reading, and I really, really, really encourage you to read what Alan West wrote about abortion. Life, he says, is the very first inalienable right. And he challenges President Trump to go read some scripture. And he challenges him. He asks him one question after the other. He said, first of all, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, does not make law. And we all know that. So Trump did a good thing, although he takes credit for it, but it really was the Supreme Court. I know it was the justices he put in there. But even Justice Ginsburg, she said, Ruth Ginsburg, Boehner Ginsburg, however you say her name, she said that it wouldn't stand. Now, it stood for 50 years unconstitutionally, and now they've stopped it. And Trump gets credit for that. But at the same time, now it goes back to the states. And Alan is kind of calling Trump out because Trump said we can't just make a ban on it federally. And he agrees with that. But why can't we say that that's what it needs to be? Statewide, from state to state to state to state, we're killing babies. And Levin went into detail last night as to how they do a partial birth abortion. Now, I held a 1 month plus a couple of weeks, 1 month and a half old baby last week, every day, as her fingers would clutch my finger or my thumb while I'm feeding her or playing with her, and she'd grin at me. Then she'd fill her britches. You know, they're human. They react. They react when they're in the womb. They are human. They are children. They are babies. Stop calling them tissue. Stop calling them fetus. We were told 50 years ago that this would be a rare thing, and Alan addresses this in here. But it's not rare. It's not rare that these abortions are taking place. And the Democrats have gone wild, as Levin will tell you. They've gone absolutely nuts, even to the point of the baby is still alive and they put it over and they make it comfortable while they decide whether to execute it or not. Is that like giving the prisoner his last meal? A prisoner that does deserve death because he's killed other people and he's a detriment to society. But this baby is the most vulnerable, innocent thing there is. Individual. I would like Trump to come out and say, and he has a little video out right now, but if it is only for rape, incest, and the health of the mother, I still don't like it. I could probably accept that for now. Is that a compromise? Rudy's shaking his head, yes. You know, Alan West commented, you know, what about Tebow? Remember, Tebow survived his mother's abortion. He survived. They would rather he died. And Obama said the child that accidentally is alive after an abortion needs to be put to death. Why do they hate babies so much? I love them. I'm not ready to have any more. I think I'm old. I don't want to do that again. They wore us out this week. Not really. We did good. Anyway, we've traveled down this road, and we may do a little bit more on the abortion issue because there are lots of things to cover on that. But that is where Trump and I disagree, because I don't believe in abortion. Yes, if it's the mother's life, but think about that. How often is that a case today in our medical world? It's very, very seldom. Very, very seldom. And if they're all about population control, instead of killing all these babies like they're worshiping the ancient gods, why not just hand out birth control pills? You know, I'm sure the companies putting those pills out would be just great to make a big sale to the United States government. I'm not for that. I'm just saying, why is it so important to kill them? Why don't they teach abstinence? Why don't they teach these young girls that they have value, or these young boys, to be responsible? No. And it was my generation, Rudy. It was our generation, you know, free sex, free love. And they didn't want to be responsible. And it was Margaret Sanger who wanted to get rid of the blacks, who wanted to get rid of any child, any baby that was not perfect. Put it over there and kill it. Just kill it. Get rid of it. Biggest racist there ever was. White supremacist. Hillary admires her. Biden admires her. And unfortunately, many of the blacks seem to admire her, forgetting that it was them she didn't want. And Alan West mentions that in his Substack. I have that Substack. If you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send it to you. It is excellent, excellent, excellent. And I really do love the man. We're running out of time. I hear the music. We're heading into another break. We have a lot to cover, and I am a little all over the board today. Somebody on Facebook said he went away. I was talking about Biden's phone call. I came back, and I was talking about Burma Shave. Lots to talk about when I miss you for a week, because you're family, too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're striving to bring America home, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about abortion in another show. I know I hit on some different things today with it, but I think it's important that we really get to it. One thing that intrigued me or upset me or whatever, Levin said the majority of the Democrats that are really pushing for this, no bans, you know, abortion on demands, no ban on anything, are single women. Single women, unmarried single women are all in on it. And I don't get that. And I remember when I was a little girl growing up, I just wanted to be a mommy, just like my mommy. I wanted to be a mommy. I played with my baby dolls and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, that's not the way it is anymore. So we'll talk about that because I do want to address the women out there. I want to talk to you about this because abortion is not, it's not birth control. It's life ending. And I was never in the situation where I had to make a decision to take a life, to save mine. I have read about women who did that and wouldn't make the decision and went ahead and had the baby okay, and they were okay. But I was never in that position. And I hope I never am. But now, you know, and I remember March of Dimes. I know I need to shut up. My mother walked with March of Dimes until she found out what they were actually doing, and they were promoting abortion, and that's how they were having less babies born with birth defects, because they were killing the babies with birth defects before they were born. What kind of liberty and freedom is that? I did have Alan S. West on the show many years ago when he came and he spoke to Vitae Foundation. And I mentioned to him, it dawned on me that life, those who don't like life, don't really appreciate liberty and vice versa. And he agreed with me. Well, to get back to what the campaign speeches and all this that they want, we're going to end here and we will continue this because tomorrow we have a guest. somebody that's not been here for a while. We got lots of questions for him. But Trump has a beautification campaign, too, and that made me think about Lady Bird Johnson. He wanted to put up all the fences so you couldn't see the junkyards along the highway. She didn't want to be bothered with all that. And I came home from vacation or from seeing my son, and my vacation was hugging babies, was a fence. The neighbor across the street put up a wooden fence. I said, what's this all about? Maybe Rudy was having parties in my backyard while I was gone. I don't know. Anyway, he's going to beautify America. And if you've traveled, go ahead.
Just one.
Just one. Just one loud one that but lasted all week. It was a doozy. So if you've traveled much through America and even in the county seats, you see that a lot of the old buildings are falling down. And add about all these strip malls that are empty. And I was thinking about these empty strip malls and all the veterans that have no place to live. Could they not be fixed up and used for veteran shelters? Not illegal alien shelters, but our veterans. We have empty strip malls all across this country. No longer anybody there. So beautification campaign, and I'm not sure how all that's going to work. We'll get into that again later. Reclaiming America's independence by slashing Biden's disastrous trade deficits. We know we're in trouble. And the foreign policy that Kennedy has, he says, looks to bring the troops home. Kennedy wants to bring troops home. I thought we'd done that once, but we got to do it again. Stop racking up the nation's debt in conflicts and put an end to what he calls proxy wars. I agree with Kennedy on this, although I'm not sure how he plans to do this. He still believes in big government, and I am a little bit concerned that our President Trump believes in big government, too. And maybe that's just where we are today, my friends. In Ukraine, Kennedy wants to end the suffering of Ukrainian people by helping them defend their country. Well, that's putting boots on the ground. That's the only way we're going to do that. Billions of dollars that we're sending there is being abused. It's not being used the way it should. I read something today that said that, you know, the war is really over. All we're doing is giving Putin an excuse to keep using weapons. However, Kennedy does support finding a diplomatic solution to bring peace to Ukraine while bringing home the U.S. resources. I saw an interview with Trump this weekend or this week when I was watching, and he told this person that was doing the interview that he knows their weaknesses. He knows Putin and he knows Zelensky, and he thinks he can bring them to a compromise, to a decision. Now, the Ukrainian people have Zelensky to blame for this, in my opinion. Example, it says, Kennedy has questioned whether current American efforts in the war-torn nation serve to help Ukraine or use the country's people as a pawn to weaken Russia. What is it we really want? Of course, Biden's foreign policy is World War III. That's not what it says here. His policy priorities have largely focused on America's allies around the world. If you've noticed, he and Kerry want to build up Iran. They want Iran to be a powerful nation. Have you noticed that? Everything that they do is making them powerful. As far as the war in Ukraine continues, Biden has called on Congress to provide additional support to the nation as it fights Russia's invasion. Well, maybe all that money we're sending over there is hush money for Biden. He has also reiterated that America's support for Israel as its war with Hamas rages on the Middle East. And, of course, this was all taken before Iran tried to plummet. They didn't work out so well, Israel, with 200 and some missiles. It's so far, and this is from me. So far, Joe Biden's administration has the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Congress have directed $75 billion to assist Ukraine, which includes humanitarian, financial, and military support, according to the Kiel Institute for the World Economic, a German research institute. We are running out of time. We will come back to this war torn, and we'll have new information on that since new things have happened. So we will start with part four, not tomorrow. We'll just see what comes down with the news this week. But we're going to continue letting you know what these presidents, candidates, these presidential candidates and President Biden, what they really want to do. What is it they're really looking for? Well, in Beth's opinion, Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are big socialists. They like a big, large socialist government. Trump is a big businessman. So I think he's going to run it like it's a business, not necessarily a nation. But he's got some ideas that really intrigue me. And starting new cities, that intrigues me. As long as he's not taking farmland. And I had a little something about the farmland I want to talk about later this week. Due to my travels, would you rather see... Well, you'll hear about it when we come back, when you're listening on maybe Wednesday. And we'll be...
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.